seems like we've been reporting for months now on global crises and how world leaders and militaries are confronting them. It's worth a reminder once in a while that there are smaller victories to be won in our lives. That's why we wanted to hear from Sarah Rivers. She's a high school junior in Canton, New York. She actually lives on the outskirts of town, and she recently got her driver's license. She drove herself to school for the first time. North Country Public Radio's Sarah Harris tagged along.
It's the river's favorite breakfast today, blueberry buckle. The table's all set with plates and glasses of orange juice, fruit salad, and a bouquet of wildflowers. Sarah's mom, Rebecca, says it's not usually like this.
Usually it's a sprint because the goal is to wake up as late as possible.
The Rivers always eat breakfast together on the first day of school. And after school, they always get ice cream. But today, that ritual is a little different. Although Sarah's dad, Will, needs a reminder.
So Sarah, you know what's happening after school?
Mm-hmm.
Is mom picking you up?
No, I'll have the car.
Oh, right, you have the car. Oh, my gosh.
It's a big moment, taking the keys, taking the wheel, and chauffeuring her seventh grade sister, Erin. Sarah's excited, and her parents aren't too worried.
Are you a good driver?
Yes, I like to think I'm a good driver. My family
You're
can
an
vouch
excellent
for
driver.
Me.
Yeah, she's an excellent driver.
In fact, it's not even the driving Sarah's concerned about.
I have to say I'm a little bit nervous about where I'm going to park just because I know there's a lot of traffic in there in the morning.
But first, Sarah and Erin have to get out the door. Sarah hunts through a mound of Tupperware in search of her water bottle.
There it is. Ha-ha. Success.
She picks out a pair of gold hoop earrings and dashes a tiny bit of blush across her cheeks. Then she plucks the keys off a rack. Erin's already headed to the car. Mom Rebecca hands Sarah a steaming mug of tea.
Call me if you're going to be later than like 3. Oh. Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye again.
I love you.
I love you too, honey. Have a good one.
It's just after 7:30, and Sarah opens the door to her parents' hybrid.
Perfect. This is one of the fancy push-button cars. Alrighty.
We go down their long gravel driveway and turn onto the main road. Sarah's a good driver, although she does make a couple of wide turns and hit a bump a little bit hard. She's confident and a little giddy. Driving, she says, gives her the freedom to make choices.
Getting to be by yourself. And I mean, when you're driving a car, you are totally in control. And you, I mean, except for the other drivers, but you're in control and you get to decide what roads you turn on and which route you take home and where you stop. And there's something incredibly wonderful about that.
Sarah turns into the high school parking lot, where there are actually a lot of empty spaces. She pulls into one, and Erin opens the door and peers out.
Is that okay on that side? You're pretty close.
Actually, she's way crooked.
You know, you can pull forward into that space there if you want to.
I think that seems like a wonderful idea.
The second time around, she parks beautifully. We walk into school.
And I feel very cool walking in with a key in my hand, I have to say.
Sarah gets her schedule, opens her locker, unpacks her books. It's 3 minutes till 8. She filters into English class and snags a desk. Another school year starts. And Sarah's a little older and a little more free. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Harris in Canton, New York.